And we're here live on the Willie P Show. And today we're going to talk about game 4, 5, and 6 of the NBA Finals. I got my good friends Ross and Mark on the line with me. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing great.
Hey, man, let's kick this thing off, man. We're going to talk about game 4, man. Well, we've seen Steph Curry and Klay Thompson absolutely just maul Cleveland in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was a complete. But we were actually waiting on the Splash Brothers to get on track, and they actually got on track in this game.
Oh, yeah, they did. They jumped back very heavily criticized of when they were going to show up, when's Klay going to show up, when's Steph going to show up. And they showed up in a big way in game 4, and that led to their win.
Absolutely, I mean, absolutely. What was your big take from game 4, Ross?
I think the big take was just the team effort that they got to win. I mean, Curry and Thompson did do well, but I think the underline was Harrison Barnes having himself a game. I mean, he played 40 minutes. He was big for him. He got 4 of 5 from 3, so he was hitting those. He was getting 8 boards, which is big for them. Now going forward with Bogut out, and they're really going to need him, I think, offensively going forward to be that solid third option when Draymond Green's a little off or if he's focusing more on defense. I think he really needs to be the X factor, and he definitely was that in game 4 at least.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The bigger back on it, he was 5-11 from the field for 14 points, and he had some huge rebounds in that game. But I tell you, the big surprise for me in that game was Andy Sinverjaw. He came in and had a lot of energy. He didn't get he only played 4 minutes, but his energy on the court to me was actually a factor in that game for me.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I tell you what, I got it for Andre Iguodala. We got to talk about Andre Iguodala. He showed up in game 4, but we're going to push this thing up again, which Golden State took care of business in Cleveland, which, you know, I don't know was expected from you guys for them to go in and win game 4 like they won game 4. I mean, to me, it was a complete domination. What do you guys think?
I thought after game 3, I thought that Cleveland would carry the momentum into game 4. It seemed like they were going to up until about the fourth quarter, but Golden State kept pulling away, chipping away at the lead, and ultimately, they won the game.
I mean, I'll kind of piggyback off of what he said. I think Golden State just had more consistency throughout the game. I think Golden State was more motivated after losing to really go in there and put the pressure back on Cleveland to win the game 5, and they did exactly that. I mean, they kept attacking all game. They had their full roster. And they really did. They played well for the entire game. They really didn't have an off quarter.
And you know what? To me, Steve Kerr is pushing all the right buttons, and it seems like Ty Lue is not pushing all the right buttons. I mean, he's not getting enough contribution from his bench. He's shorting his rotation. Do you guys think he needs to expand his rotation or keep it the way he got it?
I'd say expand it. Give more people opportunities. Give Channing Frye a little bit more opportunity. Give the others thicken the bench a bit, I would say, to that answer.
For me, I mean, I would definitely reach into the bench a little bit more. I think Jarrett Smith's had a very mediocre final so far. I would have – because they don't really need an offense with Kevin Love in the lineup, with Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. Like, those three guys are going to carry the bulk of the load. You don't really need a scoring guy like J.R. Smith always on the floor for 43 minutes when you can get a guy like Shumpert, who's a defensive specialist in there, to guard one of the Splash Brothers. To me, having LeBron James on one and Shumpert on the other would really create some problems for them. And that would, you know, force Draymond Green kind of out of his role to score more. And definitely Dele Adoba too. I mean, 4 minutes from based on what he did last year in the finals, I think he deserves a little bit more than 4 minutes. I feel like it's a little disrespectful. I mean, he's a good basketball player.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, Ross. And to piggyback on what you just said about Iman Shumpert, I mean, I've actually watched the last few games that Iman Shumpert has been in and guarding Steph Curry. He has actually given Steph Curry fits. I mean, Steph can't come off the screens like he wants. I mean, he's actually bumped him off a lot of his, you know, the curls. I mean, he is playing outstanding defense on Steph, and a lot of people are looking at it as, oh, Steph is off. No, if you're looking at the game in detail and you're watching the game, watch how Iman Shumpert, he plays Steph really, really tough.
Yeah, that's why they went out and got him. They need to use him.
I absolutely agree. And we all agree that Golden State actually shocked. I didn't expect Golden State to win game four, but they ended up winning it. But we're going to roll this thing on into game five. Okay, and it was back in Oracle, and Golden State is up 3-1, and everybody in the world has looked at Golden State to close it out, but a bomb still came down, and Draymond Green got suspended for game five. Now, me personally, mm-hmm. I didn't agree with that, him being suspended. It's just my biased opinion. It was a little more of a whiner to me with LeBron. I know I got Mark as a LeBron fan, but when LeBron was in the wrong when he stepped over that guy, I mean, it was a natural reaction. He probably didn't intend to hit him in the groin area, but, you know, his arms were flailing, and he got suspended. But me personally, I don't agree with the suspension.
Me personally, I am a LeBron fan. I'd say that both were acting childish in that moment, that LeBron could have gone to the other corner, Draymond could have gone to the other corner. I think the reason why Draymond Green got suspended was that the league had an eye on him ever since the Steven Adams incident, and I think the league was just pressing hard and telling Draymond, if you do one more thing, then you're suspended.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty unbiased when it comes to LeBron and these two teams. I think he deserved this suspension, to be honest with you. I mean, he was already known for getting technicals, and when you get to the finals, I feel like you have to dial that down. You really have to watch your behavior, especially with under the magnifying glass, like Mark said, and you just have to act better. If you want to win a championship, you got to act like a champion, and you can't be flailing your arms, can't be stepping over people. You got to have some poise when you get into that situation, and I feel like he really let his team down by getting suspended too. I think it directly affected their loss, and I'm a little disappointed in Draymond. I mean, I know that's kind of who he is, but it really, really affected the team.
Well, you know what? I totally agree with you guys. It did affect the team in a way that, you know, to me personally, Golden State didn't even look themselves in that game because, I mean, it was really – I mean, they came out and played, but they didn't play like the Golden State of, you know, what we've seen in the regular season, the 7-3 weird team. But I expected more from the Splash Brothers, you know, to be honest with you. I thought they were just going to come out and just have one of those games that, you know, it was just written for the record books.
Yeah.
But to me, I would say that we can all agree that Kyrie Irving's career.
Oh, absolutely.
The 41 points in the game, along with LeBron James' 41 points, that Kyrie Irving just put his big point pants. Like, I thought that he was very disappointing throughout the series, but Game 5 solidified him as one of the top point guards.
I would agree with that.
Man, I've seen him make some shots, man. You know, I have to go back to it. I know you guys probably don't remember this, but when Isaiah Thomas played in the finals, or he was playing against the Lakers, and that was back in the early 90s. And, I mean, he absolutely put on the show. Can nobody guard him? I mean, Kyrie looks unguardable, man. I mean, if they throw Iguodala or Klay Thompson or Steph, it looks like whoever is on him besides Draymond Green can – Draymond, I think, personally, Draymond can bother the shot just a little bit, but those other guys, they have no chance.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Kyrie definitely had the game of his career. I mean, if he took over that fourth quarter single-handedly. LeBron James having 41 was great in itself. He shot 50% from three. He shot over 50% from the field, but it took him 30 shots. It only took Kyrie 24, and he had 41 points. I mean, this guy was pulling vintage Kobe stuff in the fourth quarter, and, I mean, when you're doing that at such a young age, it really shows your promise going forward. I mean, there's just so many storylines other than Kyrie that, you know, this game that we could have taken away, but it was definitely his show because Kevin Love kind of took a back seat which, I mean, they won, so you really can't say too much about – I don't expect Kyrie to come out and do this again. It would be nice, but, I mean, I think it's got to be more of a team effort with Kevin Love getting a lot more involved. But Kyrie really strutted his stuff that last game.
Hey, on that note, Ross, hold on. We're going to get right back with the Kevin Love talk. Hold on for 1 minute.
Haven't tried Uber yet? Well, we want to give you your first ride for free. That's R-F-E-E, free. Get your first ride in an Uber in your city for free by using the code RODNEYF15UE. That's RODNEYF15UE, and get your first ride in an Uber for free.
And we're back, baby. Now, right before the break, we were talking about a little bit about Kevin Love. Now, I got a real big issue with this Kevin Love deal, man, because, you know, I know you just mentioned that, you know, he has taken a back seat, but going playing 33 minutes, going 1-for-5 and only 2 points in a pivotal game 5, he has to be better in order for them to win in game 6 back in Cleveland.
Yeah, no doubt. To me, I've said this all along that Kevin Love is a poor fit for this Cavaliers team because he's a stretch four, but he seems lost whenever he's trying to spot up and shoot. And to me, all along, that I think that it's terrible to say, but I think the concussion was a blessing because you saw the Cavaliers expand a lot more that. They didn't have to close up space just for Kevin Love. So I think Kevin Love is just a poor fit for this team in general.
I would have to agree with that, too. I don't think he is the best fit for this team. But, I mean, even when you're not a good fit for the team, you don't go 1-for-5 and have 3 rebounds. I mean, 3 rebounds is really what stands out to me, not even the 2 points. I mean, when you're not contributing on the offensive end, when you're a rebounding monster like Kevin Love has been in his career, how do you come out of the game with 3? I mean, to me, that's unacceptable playing 32 minutes and having 3 boards. When you're not fitting on either side of the ball, you kind of put it on the coach too. Like some point you got to take Kevin Love out and put someone more effective in there. I mean, if he's not doing well, period. I mean, I really look for Kevin Love to bounce back in this game. I think it'll help his stock in general. He needs it for himself. He needs it for his team. I mean, I've watched Kevin Love throughout his career and that wasn't Kevin Love. I don't want to blame it on injuries too. I think he just had a terrible game. He doesn't feel like he's in the offense, but he needs to contribute on some facet for them to come back in this series.
Well, I tell you what, guys. I think if he struggles tonight early, I feel that he will be replaced. And I think Ty Lue would still just roll with Richard Jefferson because, to me, their offense has been clicking when they have Jefferson and Shumpert in the rotation if Love is struggling. You know, and I since the last few games, Ty Lue has been pulling that string and it's actually worked, you know, so to speak, because Jefferson has actually found a youth to me, to be honest with you, at home and on the road.
Yeah, I can agree with that Richard Jefferson is low-key been one of their best players on their team so far in productivity. So I think you hit it on the nail that Richard Jefferson should be showcased a lot more in the game, as well as, to Ross's point, to Iman Shumpert trying to shut down the Splash Brothers.
Yeah, I like Richard Jefferson. He's definitely finding the fountain of youth with this team. I think it's because Lou is actually giving him a chance to get in there. I mean, he's definitely a veteran. He used to be a star in this league. So it's a guy that you can definitely trust. I think he helps the locker room so that the fact that he's actually getting on the court now, he's really showing his veteran presence, taking good shots. I mean, he had 3 steals. That stands out to me. That's on defense too. I mean, if the team's clicking better with Richard Jefferson on the floor, then I would definitely keep him out there and not question it. I mean, even though you're paying Kevin Love whatever money, it doesn't really matter. You need to win this championship regardless of what Kevin Love's getting paid or how well, you know, if he's playing like crap, you got to put Jefferson in there. Got to roll with what's working.
And I'll piggyback on – I'm sorry.
Now, go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead, Willie. Oh, yeah. I would like to say that besides LeBron, I would say that Richard Jefferson has the most experience because he has played in finals games before.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. But we're going to switch over to the other side. Now, the Dubs had a horrific injury in Andrew Bogut. Going forward, I really personally think they're a lot better. I mean, he had his flashes in the finals. You know, I think it was in game two when he had like 4 or 5 blocks. But I really think they're more athletic and better if they're playing Festus Ezeli or Anderson Varejao, because those guys with the Festus Ezeli, he gives you more power and more bulk inside to go up against Tristan Thompson. And Anderson Varejao just actually brings another dimension to the game. He brings his energy. And plus, he has a personal vendetta, you know, in this game because he played with Cleveland during the season. And, you know, in the past, man, they got rid of him because he had a knee injury and then he just didn't fit their roster anymore. So, I feel like, you know, the Bogut injury is a blessing in disguise for the Dubs tonight.
Man, I can imagine the scenario that Anderson Varejao is going to start. He's going to get a few points, the bulk of the rebounds, and it's going to be a dish best served cold when it comes to the coming back, because either way, he'll win a championship. And I do agree on your Festus Ezeli angle, because he's a guy that he's not necessarily a scorer per se, but he can do the dirty work inside the paint.
Yeah, I would agree too. I would give the start definitely to Varejao based on experience and his veteran presence. I think he brings a lot of energy and defensive aspect to the team, which is really the only thing that they need. And what was Bogut was providing for the team. I mean, you don't really call on Bogut on offense. I mean, he hasn't really been that since he's been on the Warriors. So, I mean, I would go with Varejao and Ezeli. I would switch him out probably half and half. I wouldn't play Ezeli too much because of his lack of experience, especially finals experience. I mean, you know, Varejao has been here and done that, so he knows how to act, he knows how to play. But I do like the Ezeli youth. I love the energy that he brings too. I mean, he's got athleticism, but I wouldn't play him too much. I would definitely like to see a split time between them two.
Absolutely. Now, I had to go back to the King, okay? You know, with the suspension of off of Draymond. Now, imagine this. If LeBron hadn't showed up in that game, what do you think, Ross, would be the aftermath if they would have lost that game in Golden State without Draymond Green?
I think it would be a lot on Kevin Love. I think LeBron James would take some of it, but I feel like Kevin Love would be definitely forced into the limelight, and you know, he would definitely take a bulk of the blame. I don't know if he would do it willingly, but I think the media would really kind of go after him. Even with a concussion, I mean, you can't play 32 minutes, 3 boards, and 2 points, period. I think they'd have a field day with LeBron. They would pull stories out of nowhere. They would talk about him being, you know, losing more finals than he's won, even though he's been there enough. However, on the other side, the flip side, this is the best team that he's had. And, you know, last year he was doing it by himself, and now he has a superstar loaded roster. He's got some good role players. And I'll be disappointed. You know, I really want to see a game 7. I want him to pull out, but I don't know. We're going to see.
Absolutely. Mark, what's your take on that?
I agree with Ross that backlash would have came down on LeBron so much harder, and would have came down on Kevin Love so much harder after the series. And plus, like Ross was saying, 2-5 in finals, that's not a promising record to put on your legacy. So I'll say that LeBron and Kevin Love will get the brunt of the backlash.
I totally agree with you guys. I think Kyrie Irving actually saved the Cavaliers season and saved LeBron from another, at least he gave him one more game to to redeem himself, because I just, we're rolling in the game 6 tonight now. And What do you think, Mark, the Cavaliers have to do to pull out a win tonight at home?
I would say more Kyrie scoring opportunities. I know earlier in the season, earlier in the series that Kyrie didn't hit his shots, but it's very important for Kyrie to hit his shots, not necessarily win them the game like he did game five, but just make his shots and also just have the combination, have the starting line of Kyrie, J.R. Smith, Richard Jefferson, LeBron James, and Timofey Mozgov. And I'll put Kevin Love on the bench.
Wow. Bench Kevin Love?
Whew. I don't know if I would agree with the bench and the Kevin Love. I think they really have to play. To me, if I was the coach there, I would preach that we need to go back to being a team. And, I mean, Kyrie and LeBron had showing out 41-41, but you cannot count on that night in and night out, especially in the finals. They're going to find a recipe to disrupt that, period. So if I was there, I would give Kevin Love another chance. I would start him. And I would say, look, this is our game plan. You know, we got to score with the big three. And then throw Shumpert in there. I would love to see Shumpert in there except for J.R. Smith for the starting lineup. I mean, I think that would do wonders for them. He's not really an offensive guy. If he can hit open shots. But I think they really need their big three to step up big as a team and play as a team rather than some hero ball stuff. And I think that's what they need to do to win.
I totally agree with you guys, but you know what? I know these guys have had a few days off, but to duplicate what they did in Game 5 and Game 6, I really feel like, I mean, both Kyrie is a young guy. LeBron is a middle-aged guy, you know what I'm saying? I think they can bounce back as far as their legs, but to duplicate the performance that those guys had in Game 5, I think that's going to be a tough task, man, because I think,
personally,
Golden State was rubbed the wrong way, and they seen how those guys came out. And, play big on the road because you need the superstars on the road. That's what, you know, those guys live for. And, you know, and actually I think Kyrie cemented, you know, his legacy in Cleveland, you know, so to speak. But to piggyback on what you guys said, man, I think to me the X factor in this game is going to be I think Cleveland need to go big. I agree with Mark. I think Timmy and Moscow need to get a little more looks, you know what I'm saying, just to throw a wrinkle in the situation because right now, Golden State knows what Cleveland is going to do, and Cleveland knows what Golden State is going to do. It's who can put a wrinkle in the situation first.
You said put a wrinkle in the situation?
Yeah. Who you think will be actually throw something out there that, you know, bringing in, giving Dellen and Nadova another, you know, extra 10 minutes of playing time, or even coming in with a Mo Williams, you know what I'm saying? Give me a Mo Williams sighting, something that can actually come in, you know, and just have Steve Kerr scratching his head like, man, is he going to actually play this guy tonight? Or, you know, something just out of the ordinary because they need to shake it up because, I mean, to put all that burden back on Kyrie and LeBron again, it's going to be a tall task tonight for me.
Oh, yeah, I could take you back in time when LeBron was with Miami. Because I remember Miller, first name not coming to me right away.
Mike Miller.
He all of a sudden came up, and nobody expected him to play that well, and he came up with 25 points. And I could see something similar to that in this series, that a guy like Mo Williams, who hasn't really played much at all, can surprisingly come up, like a guy like James Jones. Even though he's a three-point specialist, he can be a guy that can come up. So I think it might be a surprise, catch-off-guard type of moment in Game 6.
Absolutely. I tell you guys what, we're going to switch over to the other side. We're going to get you guys thoughts on the Golden State side. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Haven't tried Uber yet? Well, we want to give you your first ride for free. That's R-F-E-E, free. Get your first ride in an Uber in your city for free by using the code RodneyF15UE. That's R-O-D-N-E-Y-F-15-U-E and get your first ride in an Uber for free. Haven't tried Uber yet? Well,
what does Golden State have to do, Ross, to come away with the championship tonight?
I think they just need to play how they have been playing. I think they haven't played Bogut big minutes in this series so far, so I don't think they're not gonna like worry about his loss too much. I would definitely just keep with the Splash Brothers. I mean, Harrison Barnes, Iguodala has been huge this whole series. I'd definitely keep him in the mix. Honestly, I wouldn't change much. I mean, their game plan was working up to this point with Draymond Green in the lineup. They're going to have him again. They got three wins, you know, no problem. I don't think they need to change anything, to be honest with you.
What's your take on it, Mark?
This team has won 73 games for a reason. So, and like Ross said, I'll stick to that same lineup that they've been having, that they've had success having. But Warriors are typically start out at a fast pace to win. So I think a big key for them is for them to have a fast-paced reaction right out the gate of the game.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with what you guys are seeing. But my thing is this. I think Cleveland is going to come out tonight with an vengeance. I mean, they're going to hit Golden State with everything that they have. And I feel like Golden State will take that punch and bounce back. And plus, you know, like you guys said, Draymond is back. You know, piggyback on what Mark said, it's a 7-3-win team. They know how to win. They know how to beat this team. And I just really feel like they will get it done tonight again in Cleveland in six games like they did last year. And I just think it's going to be a game for the ages tonight, man. But I just feel like when Golden State does take that initial surge and Steph and Clay gets on and Draymond is doing his thing, I wouldn't want to see Cleveland just hang their heads, you know, and if they get down by 10 to 15 and, you know, I mean, it can get ugly real quick, you know, with those guys shooting the basketball.
Very much true.
So final prediction. I'm coming to you first, Ross. Give me your score in tonight's game. And if so, if Golden State win, who's your MVP?
I'm gonna go with Golden State. They got their full lineup back. And I'm going to go 105-100. For the Golden State Warriors. For the MVP, I'm gonna go with Klay Thompson. I think he's gonna step up big tonight, and instead of just being a one half guy, he really plays a nice 48 minutes and really gets it done.
Mark,
I will go with Cleveland and send it to Game Seven.
Wow, Cleveland.
As a basketball fan, I want to see that happen.
I totally agree with you guys. I agree with you, Ross. I don't agree with you guys. I'm agreeing with Ross, Mark. I think it ends tonight in Cleveland, man. I think I agree with you, Ross, on the point that Klay Thompson for MVP because he has actually saved the Golden State Warriors more so than Steph has. He's had more big moments in playoffs as a whole to me, especially in that last series against OKC where he saved their season. But I think tonight, I'm going along the lines of 110-106. Golden State squeaks out a close one.
I still got that Game 7. Cavaliers, 100. Golden State, 96.
Wow. Well, I appreciate you guys so much, man, here joining me on the Willie P. Show. I'll see you guys on the next one, man. Appreciate it.
All right, take it easy.
And that's the Willie P. Show with my guy Mark and my good friend Ross. As I reemphasize it again, I got the Golden State Warriors going back-to-back, 110-106. Klay Thompson wins the MVP of the NBA Finals. And I just feel like this team of Golden State is destined to be the best team ever in the National Basketball Association. That's my take, and that's been Willie P. on the Willie P. Show.
Mm-hmm.